flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I love hanging out downtown Minneapolis. It's the one thing that made me fall in love with the city when I moved here in 2004, back when I was young and could wear, you know, heels and stuff. Sean and I would get dressed and we would go downtown. No plans. Downtown was popping. I mean, the club scene, they had movie theater, the restaurants, and we would just go and walk around. And, you know, if we wanted to catch a movie, we would catch a movie. Sometimes we would just walk by the theater, see who was performing and buy tickets on the spot and see comedy concert. Or, you know, one of our favorite singers, Anthony Hamilton, just happened to be in town that day and we got tickets. And so, you know, I love being downtown Minneapolis. Lobster corn dogs at Ike's. You know, that was my jam back in the day, you know? And so now I love it when there are events coming up in downtown Minneapolis. And I love to tell folks about them because I don't want anybody to miss them. And one of the things that my family and I participated in last year for the first time was Doors Open Minneapolis. We got a chance to go inside the downtown post office. My kids thought that was just the greatest thing ever. And we looked inside and we saw them processing the mail. And, you know, you see all these historic Minneapolis buildings and centers and churches. And you're like, man, you drive by those places and you're like, I want to go in there one day. I want to hang out in there. What's in there? What y'all doing back there? Well, you can do that with Doors Open Minneapolis. I went into the Dayton's building. Like, I'd never been in Dayton's. It was closed by the time I moved here. And I kept hearing Adam Carter and, you know, everybody talking about Dayton's, Dayton's, Dayton's. And I was like, you know, it would be nice if I could identify with what y'all are talking about. I have no idea what y'all are talking about. And so last year, for Doors Open Minneapolis, my daughter Cameron and I went to some of the sights and sounds. And we went inside the Dayton's building downtown. Y'all, I felt like I was living in history. I feel like I had teleported back in time. It was beautiful. We had a great time. You know, the tour was amazing and it's self-guided. You can go and see the buildings you want to see. You can go and do the things that you want to do. And so to tell us all about that, Dr. Heidi Swank is joining us. She's the executive director of Rethos. They put on Doors Open Minneapolis, sponsored by Comcast. And Dr. Swank, thank you so much for being here and for putting on this amazing event. Again, it is May 18th and 19th. The plan last year, Dr. Swank, and you know this, I was going to broadcast my show live from inside the Dayton's building. That was the plan. And then some equipment malfunctioned at the radio station, and I had to broadcast my show from the station. That was like the first time that all of us came back into the studio. I hadn't seen Steve Thompson in 3 years. And so I was so bummed out. So I'm across my legs, fingers, toes, and eyes, Dr. Swank, that I could actually broadcast my show from inside the Dayton's building this year.
That would be fantastic. We would love that. Thank you so much for talking about this great event, Shaletta. It's great to be back.
Now, 18th and 19th May, I need everybody to mark their calendars for anybody who's hearing about Doors Open Minneapolis for the first time. You got to tell us all about it.
Right. So it is May 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. And this is also the same weekend as Art of World. So if you're going to Art of World, you're already out and about, come over to Doors Open. If you're at Doors Open, head over to Art of World too. It is a totally free event. You get to learn about all of these really great spaces all over Minneapolis. It's totally free. And also we have been working with Metro Transit, so there's free transit. And we are working to get some parking lots, too, free in downtown Minneapolis. So the idea really is to make all of these spaces open to the public so you can go and learn about your city, or maybe it's the city next door, or maybe you're from someplace else and you just think Minneapolis is cool like the rest of us do and want to come and learn some really cool stuff about Minneapolis.
Okay, now, is there a cost for this? I know there's no cost, but you got to tell people about the cost, because I already got a text message that says, how much is it? Because people think, Dr. Swank, that I'm not on the radio doing my job. They feel like we're really talking, which is good, but they texting me and they asking me questions in real time that they want me to ask you.
Right, so it is free. There are a few venues that you do have to register, and there's a small fee for that, mainly because they have very small spaces or they're very difficult to reach, like the Target Lights. Those are ones at the top of the Target building that you have to sign up for. But that is like out of 110 venues, there are like maybe five of those. So that means that there are 105 venues that you can go to across Minneapolis for free. And we're not talking about just like walking through and looking at a building. There are people there to tell you about it, so you can actually learn some things. Like, I think one of the things that's been really super popular, which I am still find fabulous that it's so popular, is the manhole cover that is opened up by the city of Minneapolis. And they put a camera down there and they talk to you about how public works works, how the city works, and what's happening under the streets that you go over every day. So like that manhole cover, one of our most popular venues on the entire event.
Okay, now we are talking about all these places that people can go. Is Doors Open Minneapolis is not just downtown. When we get back, I want to talk to you, Dr. H, about some of these other historic buildings that people can go into.
Excellent.
And see, like the Spokesman Recorder newspaper, because, you know, some folks say, you know what, I don't want to go downtown. You don't have to go downtown. They got something in South Minneapolis. They got something in North Minneapolis. They got all kinds of places. We're going to tell you where you can find them, how you can get the schedule, and what you can do and how you can have fun with your family for free when we come back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can go downtown, baby, May 18th and 19th for Open Doors Minneapolis. It is always an amazing time. My daughter and I went into the Dayton's building, that historic building that everybody tells me was just an amazing place back in its heyday. I would pass by there, headed to work, and, you know, just kind of peek through the window if I'm walking over, you know, to the Egg and I to get, you know, a little brunch or something. And, you know, just always wonder what's that, what was it like, you know, cause Adam Carter's always talking about what a great place it was. I was like, you ain't got no pictures from back in the day. I got nothing to see. Well, I saw it last year because my daughter Cameron and I went to Open Doors Minneapolis and we had a fantastic time. Well, it's coming back again. May 18th and 19th. A lot of historic buildings are on this list. You can go in, you can see it, you can take a tour, and it's all a part of this program that Rethos has put together. Comcast is the sponsor. Dr. H is still on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. Now, Dr. H, we talked about a lot of the downtown spots, but you've got places all over the Twin Cities. Where can people go to get the comprehensive list of all the places that Doors Open Minneapolis has available for them to check out?
So it's all online on our website, which is doorsopenminneapolis.org. So if you go to doorsopenminneapolis.org, you can see all of the venues. You can also, for that very small number of venues that have sign-up times, you can sign up there. And if you would like to hang out in one of those buildings for much longer, you could also volunteer, and you can do that from our website, too.
Okay. And what does it take to volunteer? Because I tell you what, y'all had the most amazing volunteers last year. I told somebody, I said, did y'all get some autism training or something? Because they knew exactly how to handle my daughter. You know, it was a large crowd because everybody was trying to get to Daisy. That was one of the hot spots. And she must have just kind of been looking overwhelmed. Next thing I know, she had some little soft thing to play with. I was like, girl, where'd you get that from? It was like one of the volunteers just kind of snuck it to her. And so talk to me about the volunteers and how folks could sign up, too.
Great. Yeah, sure. So last year we had over 550 volunteers. And this is really, this is volunteer powered. This whole weekend is volunteer powered. So volunteers can go to doorsopenminneapolis.org, and you'll find the volunteer section, and you can go in and you can pick which venue you want to volunteer at. So if you love the Art Godfrey House, you can sign up there. If you love the Historic Coliseum Building, which is one of our new venues this year, you can sign up there. You can go in and sign up for your time, for where you're going to be. You and a friend can sign up. And there's some really great things that come with volunteering for Doors Open. It's not just that you get to hang out. It's not just. I love hanging out in old buildings and new buildings and any building. So you get to hang out in a building for a four-hour shift, but you also get a really cool T-shirt for Doors Open. And the best part is that you get a special sticker that takes you when you are going to see venues as a participant. You get to skip the line. So let's say you want to go see the Federal Reserve. That's a always has a long line. It's
yeah,
super popular.
I remember. We had to get out of the line. Yeah.
You, if you are a volunteer, you can skip the line. You don't have to wait in any line at all. And so you put in 4 hours to volunteer and hang out and do some fun stuff with other folks who love old buildings. And then when you go to other venues, you get to go right to the head of the line.
Okay. Now, getting back to this list. I know that in South Minneapolis, one of the things that a lot of the kids at the University of Minnesota, I'm over there at the Hubbard School of Journalism, teaching a podcast in class. And Landon Swain, one of the students there, was so excited to go over to the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. One of his heroes is Charles Haumann. Charles Haumann is in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. He is in the Sports Journalist Hall of Fame. He is in the he's been writing for 40 plus years. So any young African-American man who wants to get into sports, Charles Haumann is on their Mount Rushmore. So Landon was just so excited to get off in the Spokesman Recorder newspaper because he wants to see where Charles Haumann sits. And that's one of the buildings that is back on the list again this year.
Definitely. We have the Spokesman Recorder, and then we have Zara Integrated Root Centers also back. We also have one of our new venues that we're really excited about is the Historic Coliseum Building. So this is a historic building that's on Lake Street that was heavily damaged during the civil unrest after George Floyd's murder. Mm-hmm. And it's now being restored as a Black business hub. By mostly Black developers and entrepreneurs. It's an amazing project. I think like everyone should stop by and see that project. We had been hoping to get it last year, wasn't quite ready, but they are on board here. So we're super excited about that one. We have a lot of family friendly venues too. So you can go learn about the Blue Line, the Metro Blue Line works. So you can learn about how all that transit works in the city, you can go to a fire station. Who doesn't love a fire station? Everybody loves the big trucks. They love the firemen. And so you can go to fire station number one. The American Swedish Institute is on board this year. We're super excited to have them, and the Cedar Cultural Center also. We have, like I said, last year we had 87 venues. This year we had 110. So we had even more people turning out and realizing like what a great time this is to have everybody kind of come together and learn about their city. And so we even have more venues than we had last year.
Now, tell me this. How are you curating these venues? Because one of the things that I appreciated when I took a look at the venues from last year and this year is it's so diverse. You know, You've got the spokesman, you've got the cultural centers, you've got the hubs. It's not just Dayton's and the Federal Reserve and the post office. You make sure to be inclusive. And I'm guessing that was intentional, but you got to talk to me about that.
Sure. And I will say this is all Kelly Fisher, who is our heritage tourism manager.
She is awesome. Can we give some snaps up for Miss Kelly? Oh, my God. Yes.
She is great. And this year we have hired additional staff. We have now a gentleman named Leighton Sundberg, who's worked with all the volunteers. So that's given Kelly a chance to really work with venues. And so she's been able to spend time really reaching out to, like, we've brought in two of the AME churches, Mother St. James, as well as St. Peter's AME churches. And she's been able to, like, really, like, do a lot of intentional outreach to bring in more folks into the program and really increase our diversity this year, even over last year. And also with all of this, she has the capacity to really spend some time with each of those venues. And so I'm really interested as how folks feel like what the experience is this year, because we've really been able to expand our staff that work on this project and have someone who can really help curate all of the information that and help all of these venues come up with a great tour that they can give folks when they come that weekend.
And you went up in the number of venues. How are you and Kelly and the team making your selection? Because I'm sure this is hard to do.
Right. So venues start to apply in about September, October of last year. And so we try to get as many as we can in. I mean, we don't have a lot of requirements. It's mainly we really work with venues to make this work for them. We want to make it easy for venues to participate because we know that like some of our venues are small businesses and they have they have a massive staff like the Federal Reserve. And so we work with them to make it easy for them to participate. We don't really have a selection criteria. You have to be in Minneapolis. You have to be able to tell a story about your building. It could be your building. It could be your business. It could be someone who lived in the building before. Like, we can help you kind of figure that out. But we really want to keep those doors wide open for people to participate, to get all of these venues in. Because for us, the more the merrier, because that's telling more of the full story of Minneapolis.
And, you know, it's just, it brings people together. You know, by the time I left last year, I had 15 new friends. We wind up going to Hell's Kitchen together. Some people were in my car. I was like, oh, Lord, I have lost my mind. I had strange people in my car because I didn't realize this, but people were coming from other parts of the country for other events. Somebody was there for a concert and was like, what's going on? And somebody was like, doors open Minneapolis. So they were just walking around and they got turned around from their hotel because they're not from here. They were like, well, I'm hungry. I was like, we're hungry too. We got reservations over at Hell's Kitchen. And they were like, we want to come. So I was like, get in the van. And so me and I think Sonya Goins were in the van. And she was like, girl, you just let strange people in the van. They could choke us. I was like, no, they cool. We was all at the post office together. They all right. And so we went over and we, you know, it's a beautiful just to see all these people downtown and everybody talking and connecting, especially right after COVID. It was just a great feeling and a great opportunity. And I know that that kind of spirit is going to continue again this year.
Yes, I agree. And I think for me, as somebody who has worked in the sector that's talking about kind of how buildings are important parts of who we are and what makes up a city, That's what I really love about Doors Open Minneapolis, is that it gives us that way to connect to our city as a group of people and to find those commonalities between all of us. And that's what we really, really love about this free event, right? That's why it's free. It's there so that anybody can go, everyone can connect, and we can all like remember Minneapolis and remember that we are all part of that really great community that makes up that city.
Well, I'm so glad that you came on the show today. I know you are super busy, Dr. H, but it is just such an honor to have you on the show. Now, you got to remind us again, where can people go to get the list of buildings? Because some of them you do have to sign up to get in there. You can't just bust up in there and say, hey, I'm here. And you can kind of plan, because it's so many buildings. I know last year my daughter and I were a little bit unprepared, right? Because we got the list and then we went to a couple of places, but then we got home and we looked at the list and we were like, oh, we should have gone here or we should have gone there. And I don't know why. Oh my God, we didn't even see that one wasn't on the list. So what we're doing this year is we're going to the website, we're curating our list, we're checking it twice, and we're going to make sure we get to all the places that we missed last year because we really didn't do our homework. So folks can kind of handicap this thing early on. So talk to us about where they can get their list, and again remind them when it is and how they can participate.
Yep, I certainly can. So you want to go to our website. It's doorsopenminneapolis.org with Minneapolis spelled all the way out. It is on May 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is free. Transit is free, and if you really want to get involved, you can go to doorsopenminneapolis.org and even volunteer. So we would love to have folks turn out, but yeah, I would say go to doorsopenminneapolis.org before you go so that you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go and what you want to see. There's a lot to see that weekend, and we are so excited to bring everyone together.
Well, I am so excited to have you on the show. I'm so glad that you came on, Dr. H. And you have a wonderful and amazing weekend. And we will see you on May 18th, if not before.
Great. Thank you so much, Shaletta. I really appreciate it.